In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may recall when you were in school and taking math that you'd be asking the teacher, why do I have to know this stuff? Why do I have to know this? The teacher say, it's important, even if you never use it in your job, we're teaching you how to think. And you'd roll your eyes and go, right. Well, your teacher was right. My teacher was right. Our teachers were right. Math teaches us how to think. And there's a place even for thinking mathematically in the church. Now, before getting into the church, just think about this. I haven't seen this bumper sticker in a while. And if you ever had one on your car, I apologize. I'm not picking on you. And the bumper sticker said, wouldn't it be great to live in a world where we had all the money we need for school, but we had to throw a bake sale to build an aircraft carrier? And that's a nice thought. As somebody who served in the military, I would love to live in a world without war. But mathematically, let's look at that statement. If you go on the internet and type in, what does an aircraft carrier cost, you're going to find this number, $13 billion. $13 billion. If you go on the internet and type in, what does the average teacher spend out of his or her pocket annually, the number is about just over $250 on average, with some teachers spending as many as $1,000 out of their pockets. But you can see, if your favorite teacher is spending $250 out of her pocket, you can see how a bake sale is going to put a big dent in that $250. Might even pay for the out-of-pocket expenses of several teachers. But $13 billion, you've got to bake a lot of cookies to put a dent into that. So it's a nice bumper sticker, and the thought is really, I wish there were no wars, don't we all? But mathematically, it doesn't make sense. You have to think mathematically. Otherwise, you could be very frustrated in life. Imagine how disappointed you would be if the following happened. You know, we might go back to the moon again one day, and if we do, suppose they say, we were able to land on the spot that we selected within 6 inches. We'd be stunned, right? Now suppose, God forbid, you've got to go in for surgery. And the doctor goes, yeah, I was able to make that incision within 6 inches of where I was supposed to. So scale and math really matter, don't they? Well, that's the kind of the story behind this morning's gospel reading. It's a story of scale and understanding math and what Jesus is really getting at. This is the gospel reading where you have the rather pitiful and unfortunate and bitter soul who owes 10,000 talents and is forgiven. And then, of course, he's owed 100 denarii and refuses to forgive that. Well, again, go on the internet. When you get home, you can find these numbers for yourself. 10,000 talents equates to about 160,000 years of daily labor at the time of Jesus. So, if you were a working person at the time of Jesus, it would take you $160,000 to make 160,000 years of labor to make 10,000 talents. 100 denarii is about 100 days' wages. That's the difference. 100 days' wages versus 160,000 years of wages. Different scale there, and knowing the math is really important. So Jesus is making a point in the same way as when he says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move and it will move. He's making a point here, and he's contrasting two very, very different numbers, two numbers that are on very different scales, if you will. Now, it shouldn't surprise us that Jesus wants to drive this point home. This 10,000 talents, 160,000 years of labor versus 100 days of labor, it shouldn't surprise us one bit. Because that's the amount of mercy that he's bestowed on us compared to anything that we've done. It's just that different. That's what we'd expect when we think about God, who what? Made the universe. He made the universe. Has anybody here met anything close to the universe? He's given us our lives. The fact that you and I are sitting here today, breathing with our hearts beating and alive, it's a gift from God. And as if that wasn't enough, he came and he gave us eternal life by becoming one of us. And he freed us from the curse of the law, from the death that comes with sin. Yes, 160,000 years versus 100 days, it makes a lot of sense now. And this very different scale these two numbers exist on is very important for us when we consider how you and I live. We talk about this term synergy in our faith, working together with God. And we do work together with him. You and I have a role to play in our individual salvation. But what can I ever do that compares to God becoming man, living among us, being crucified, and rising from the dead to save me? What can I do? So yes, I'm working with him, but let's get real. He's done. He's done all of the major work, and he continues to do the major work in our lives. We say that we have a role to play in God's plan for the salvation of the world, and that is true as well. And we should be living out that role, doing those things we are supposed to do, caring for one another, taking care of the poor, doing good. You know what those things are, but we shouldn't get too full of ourselves, because there's nothing good that you and I can do that compares to what God has done. There's nothing you and I can do that compares to creating the universe. And then when we consider about that 160,000 years versus 100 days, doesn't our human self-centeredness look rather feeble? You know, you don't have to read too much of the news to figure out that we live in a world that's basically godless, and where all kinds of people want to make themselves God. We've talked about this in a sermon before. They want to make themselves God by living forever, or creating a machine that's smarter than humans, or God knows what. There's even just appalling things that people are creating. Because after all, we're the center of the universe, right? How absurd that notion is when we think about everything God has done for us. Those of us who want to make ourselves the center of the universe, we're in that 100-day category. Why don't we look to the one who's in the 160,000-year category? And when it comes to forgiveness, doesn't our stinginess seem absurd then? Of course it's absurd. God's forgiven us everything. He's forgiven us all of the awful things that you and I have done in life. He's even forgiven us of the awful things that we will do between now and the time that we pass from this life to the next. And yet we're so stingy to forgive others. We 100-day people versus the 160,000-year God. And any other stinginess we might have, well, it's just as awful, isn't it? Come to church this next week or week after. It's like, what do you mean you come to church? It's like an hour and a half. God made you. He saved you. He created the universe. Oh, I'll do my prayers later. I'll do them tomorrow. Are you kidding? He became one of us to save us. And I suppose understanding the difference between 10,000 talents and 100 denarii, 160,000 years of labor and 100 days of wages, I suppose that helps us understand why, when we encounter people with a sense of entitlement, why it seems so wrong. When you and I act in an entitled way, we feel we're owed something, it just doesn't sit right. That we don't feel good about ourselves, and when we see somebody who acts that way, as if they're owed something, it doesn't compute. Well, we now know why it doesn't compute. Because when I feel entitled, this is me, Mr. 100 days of labor, and I feel entitled. Meanwhile, there's the God of the 160,000 years of labor. And so any lukewarm, half-baked attempt to forgive or to live our faith or to be serious about about partnering with God and His plan for salvation, any lukewarm effort, then when we consider the difference between these 10,000 talents and these 100 denarii, it's more than absurd. It's actually embarrassing, isn't it? It's embarrassing if I think about my behavior versus what God has done for me. Because here's the truth. We use these numbers, 160,000 years versus 100 days, 10,000 talents, 100 denarii. We use these numbers just to illustrate the fact that in the final analysis, what God has done for me and for you, what He's done for the world, is actually immeasurable. It's immeasurable. Back then, when people talked about those numbers, they knew nothing of scientific notation. Those numbers were staggering in their difference. And this God who has done all these immeasurable things for us has entrusted to you and to me just a very, very, very small portion of His plan for the salvation of mankind. We just need to make a small effort to forgive, to pray, to do what's good, to do what's just and holy, to not be stingy with our lives, to be as generous as we can be. Because no matter how generous you and I are, it doesn't compare anything to the mercy and the grace and compassion of our Lord. Considering all that, dear brothers and sisters, here's a question for us to consider. Shouldn't we make sure that every day, we do the right thing with those 100 denarii that we claim are owed to us?